Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, July 25th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, Tanya J. Powers joins us. Plus, we'll do Ride and Run with Kyle May, the folks at Spin City and Fleet Feed Sports. And your chance to win Cardinals tickets from J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Next.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Byers & Company rolling live in downtown Decatur from the Palatial Studios at Newhoff Media. I had quite the woolly adventure on the way in today. Just about ran into a deer on Lost Bridge Road. Ooh. Deer actually jumped into the road and ran at me. They are squirrely as all get out in these situations, are they not?
Kind of stupid.
Just twitchy and stupid. I'm coming around a curve and then a straightaway on Lost Bridge Road. The next thing I know, a large deer, big deer, and I know that because it was right in front of my car, bounds out, runs into the road, and then for a moment, like, turns towards me. The exact opposite of everything you would think would be natural reaction, right?
Like, in the best interest not to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd think.
And then jarts back to the right and then goes forward. And I've slammed on the brakes. Now my breakfast, my water bottle, my iPad, my briefcase, you know, everything's in the floor because I've slammed on the brakes and anything not buckled in is like moved forward. And I barely escape hitting this animal. I mean, it came within, you know, a foot or two. And that was just the beginning. And then a fire truck, full speed with lights blaring. It was like one of those mornings. I felt like maybe going home. I mean, just like calling it a day.
I had to follow the guy going 34.
My ride was anything but that this morning. I would trade it, I think, for the 34 miles per hour.
Well, you got your cardio in this morning.
Wow, man, my adrenaline's going.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Deer are dumb.
They're dumb.
Is that what it is? I mean, they just panic. They just
don't know what to do.
Especially
if there's headlights, like if it's dark.
Oh, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, if your bright's on, I mean, they just get stunned. Yeah. And they just kind of...
They're not very bright.
No. And they're like squirrels. You ever seen squirrels like start to go across the street? You see them
start,
coming.
Start, stop.
Yeah, and then they like go back.
A lot of twitching.
Yes. You're kind of the same way. It's like, I got to get to one point. And
except a squirrel you can run over, no problem, and not do a lot of damage.
Maybe you. But...
Well, no, I'm just saying to the automobile, you know, if you do have impact with a squirrel, we're not talking estimates and deductibles and all of that. A deer, quite another story. So I was thankful, both for the deer's sake and for mine, that I was able to come out of it without any sort of collision. But you got to be careful out there. Is this the time of year? It's July 25th. It doesn't seem sort of be the time when you would see that kind of activity, right?
Just a random one. just one out and about.
They're such beautiful animals.
Yeah.
When we used to live where we used to live, they would come in the backyard all the time. I mean, you could just
eat my hostas.
Sitting out there. You could just be sitting out there, you know, on the deck, and the next thing you know, there's six of them standing in the backyard, or mothers with, you know, the little babies. They're quite beautiful to look at. But when you're going in an automobile traveling at a certain speed and you got to navigate around the deer that's charging at you, not a lot of fun to start your morning. Good morning and welcome. Hope everyone's having a great day. Be careful out there. I don't know where the fire truck was going, but it was hauling. I heard the sirens as I was making the turn onto 51. You know, you come around Lakeshore Drive to merge onto 51. And as soon as I merged on, I heard the sirens. And what is it about people that don't understand you got to stop your car?
Yeah. Get out of the way.
Is that a rule that people just don't follow anymore?
Yeah, pretty much.
But isn't it actually a law?
I was always taught, you know, not to sound old school, like we were back in the old, you know, Model T, but I was taught, you know, that when an emergency vehicle or anything with lights is coming up behind you, you're to pull over to the side of the road
get
and let them get through. And a person actually, this was funny because we were coming up 51. I pulled over, the fire truck passed at a pretty good clip, and then I pulled back into traffic. And by the time I got to those first lights, you know, with the little barbecue places on the left, there was a car like all jacked to the left, like trying to get out of the way. But actually, the fire truck was trying to turn at that intersection. So they were just sort of like kind of halfway in the lane, half in the other lane. The fire truck had to like go around them to make the turn. It's like, no, I thought you were supposed to pull over to the right.
Yes.
You are.
You are.
You are. And I believe it is
whenever possible.
Law. You must move to the side. If you get busted for it, you're going to get a ticket.
Now, in some cases, if it's coming on you and you're in the left-hand lane, get over to the left. Just get out of the way.
This person sort of got over to the left, kind of sideways, sort of in the lane. Anyway. And then there was a police officer sitting there, so I was glad I slowed down, you know, because I was, you know, trying to make up time from the deer incident. It was just sort of like a big video game on the way to work this morning. Lots of moving parts. But I'm here. Couldn't be happier. Why? Because we're almost a week away from the Decatur celebration as we get geared up. You know, I can always tell, as anyone could if you just opened your eyes, the spray paint is on the ground.
Yep.
Which means the vendors are being set, and where people are going is starting to shape up here. Before long, we'll start to see the electrical boxes pop up, and all the folks from the IBEW will be down here to get the party powered, and I'll be ready to go. It'll be interesting to see how the fence, you know, watching that will be a little different logistically this year, you know, coming in like on Friday morning to do the show next week. It'll be fun. Now, I will be off Monday through Thursday of next week.
Yes.
Kevin Verhaeghe will be sitting in Monday and Tuesday. Wayne Kent will be in the studios Wednesday and Thursday. And then I'll be back in the saddle on Friday for the Decatur Celebration weekend. And really looking forward to the entire weekend. I'm just getting excited about it. It's just this time of year, you start to get kind of like, ooh, I can't wait for the food, the people, and the entertainment. Now, we're going to try to get, his name is Brian, right?
Yes.
From the Jersey.
Brian Noonan.
Yeah. What is that band called now?
The Jersey Tenors.
Is that what they're cooking?
Because
they were the something else.
Yeah. This last concert they did, they have like another offshoot, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's like whatever show they do. They do like the Frankie Valli show, but then they also do a show that's a little more, a little bit of everything. Man, is that guy talented. He played the Phantom on the Phantom of the Opera on Broadway and couldn't be a nicer man. Have you ever met a nicer man?
He really is. They all are very nice, honestly. I mean, getting a chance to really get to meet some of them, I was really impressed.
Yeah, I really, because I don't think you went to the first show,
no,
right? You went to the second one.
Second one.
Yeah. And you've got Jeff Quick, you've got, obviously, Here Come the Mummies, you've got the Jersey Tenors, you've got all of this great entertainment. And those are the shows I really like, too, right? I mean, they don't get as much of the fanfare as the big main stage and the acts that are there. Now, you're looking forward to Travis Tritt.
I am.
Yeah. I'm kind of, in my own way, sort of just wanting to see what this whole Bret Michaels thing is.
Me, too. I'll check it out.
I mean, I'll know all the words.
Yeah, I don't care. I want to just see it. You know, that's the thing about Decatur Celebration is a lot of times I will end up really liking acts I didn't expect to. I remember last year, which one was it? It was Dr. Shavagus.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Wow. Totally didn't expect that to be what it was.
Him and her. It was a big band, but both of the main singers. Were you there for that show?
Yes, I was. Okay. Dr. Shavagus out of St. Louis, so I'm familiar with them.
Yeah. We need to bring them back up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think that would be a good amphitheater show, like right there on the lake.
Absolutely. That'd be a great show.
Yeah. So as I was looking through all of the different acts that are coming up, you've got obviously Travis Tritt, you've got Bret Michaels as the reality TV superstar, iconic rock star. You've got Nelly on Sunday, but Here Come the Mummies, the Jersey Tenors, the Matt Carter Band, Jeff Quick, who we got to meet, you know, who was doing his show at the Heroic Age, who came in for the interview, and he's a really cool guy, Escaping Neverland. You've got a lot of local bands that will be playing throughout the weekend as well. And they are doing Back to the Future is their movie they're doing. You know, they do the movie in Central Park on Friday night.
Nice.
And we were talking about this yesterday about your favorite 80s comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stunned as I got going back through the list. Do you realize that Caddyshack is technically an 80s movie?
Really?
Uh-huh. I always think of that as a 70s movie for some reason. It was released in 1980.
Wow, yeah, I actually thought that was like a 1978, 1979 movie.
Same as like Animal House,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. anything that would have been associated with National Lampoon, right?
Right.
That you sort of kind of think of as the 1970s.
And the former Saturday Night Live crew.
Basically Saturday Night Live crew was National Lampoon.
Right.
And there's that great documentary on Netflix about the National Lampoon if you ever get a chance to watch it. But no, it was released in 1980, so technically Caddyshack would be on that list. And as people were weighing in yesterday, because I put up 16 candles, I just thought, I don't think you can beat that. I really, to me, at the end of the day, is my favorite movie, comedy movie from the 1980s. But then people were weighing in, and you're exactly right. Now, I think Dave Hines says Meatballs. Wasn't Meatballs technically in the 1970s, or was Meatballs in the 1980s?
I thought it was the 80s.
Was that the first Bill Murray film, from his stardom on Saturday Night Live? Or was it Where the Buffalo Roam, which was the Hunter S. Thompson film, which was somewhere in there, was also a great movie. But then Brian weighed in with one we didn't even talk about, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Meatballs was actually 79.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so Dave was off a little bit, like I was off a little bit with the whole Caddyshack thing. And who knows? We're old. Memories are a fragile thing, right?
Yeah, we actually, it was funny because it's funny you bring up Fast Times because it was on, I think it was on HBO or Cinemax last night.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
I haven't either, to tell you the truth. Didn't end up watching.
What is it, Jennifer Jason Leigh or whatever? Like, mm-hmm. There's always a movie where a couple of people then go on to do bigger things, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they're like in a teen comedy. And in that movie, that would have been Sean Penn, who played Spicoli.
Right.
That would have been Eric Stoltz, who was one of the stoners with Sean Penn, and that would have been Jennifer Jason Leigh, who went on to have, like, incredible careers and do a lot of...
Reinhold was in that?
I don't know that I'd put Judge Reinhold in the Eric Stoltz, Sean Penn, Jennifer Jason Leigh category.
He was just as fun.
He went on to do Beverly Hills Cop.
Right. Phoebe Cates was in that.
She was, yeah.
Now, Phoebe Cates was just the most beautiful woman ever, but I think she, what did she do? She married Kevin Klein. What did she do after Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Not much. Yeah, no, not
You're
much.
You're missing my point.
No,
I
got your point.
Kathy said Valley Girl. That was the very first time Nicolas Cage ever, adorned the big screen.
Yeah.
And his V hair, chest hair.
That's
his V-shaped.
Yes. That was super attractive, wasn't
now,
it?
Now, he's a Coppola, right?
He is.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly. I think a nephew of Francis Ford Coppola. I think, yes. And by the way, I think took Nick Cage from Luke Cage, which is the character which is now on his own series and starring in The Defenders coming August 18th on Netflix. There's just more information about the 80s than you ever needed to know. So you've got some people voting for Big, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. Sean writes Dirty Dancing. Now, I hope Sean is being... ironic.
Don't diss.
That was a terrible
Dirty
movie.
Dancing.
That was a terrible movie. That
Nobody
was
puts Baby in a corner.
I know. I'm putting Baby in a corner permanently. That was a terrible... God bless Patrick Swayze's soul, because I'm a big Patrick Swayze fan.
It's a great movie.
Patrick Swayze made some of the best sort of guilty pleasure movies in the history of movies, right?
Two words. Point Break.
Ah, that's exactly right. Between him and Keanu Reeves, who also starred in Parenthood, which is one of my favorite comedies in the 1980s, just because of the great ensemble cast, right?
Right.
That movie was good. And Keanu Reeves was sort of brilliant in his own way in that movie. Was it Martha Plimpton who played the girlfriend? And he's having the conversation in the kitchen about how you need a license to have a dog or to go fish, but anyone can have a kid, right? That's a great movie. And who is the woman that played Steve Martin's wife? Is Ted Danson, or what's Ted Danson's wife's name?
Oh, doggone it.
Ah!
Google is your friend. I am looking. Not finding a whole lot of material right out of the box.
All right, what did you Google?
Ted Danson.
Okay, Google Ted Danson's wife. See, the Google thing really works if you put all the keywords in. Marianne Steenburgen? Yes. Steenburgen. Yeah. She went on to be a wonderful villain on the final season of Justified. See, I'm connecting all these dots for you. Just giving you a little something to chew on this weekend. She was just unbelievably evil in that TV show as one of the bad guys in the final season, alongside your favorite, Lindsay.
And that would be?
Sam
Elliott.
No, yeah.
He's never a bad guy.
No, he was the bad in season the final season of Justified. He was part of the Dixie Mafia, yes. And Mary Steenburgen was his lover and girlfriend, and maybe you're not sure if she was working against him or for him, and there were a lot of things in play. She was great in there as the mom, along with Steve Martin, who was the dad, as the family there with Parenthood. So there you have it. A lot of reminiscence about the 80s. We can still comment on that thread, by the way, if you want to, on Facebook. What was your favorite comedy from the 1980s? But a lot of people said Back to the Future, and they're playing Back to the Future from 1985 at 9 p.m. on the Central Park stage Friday night at the Decatur Celebration. I think that is the perfect backdrop.
It is.
That would be cool.
Wasn't 1985 the first Decatur Celebration?
Yeah, actually it was, as a matter of fact. Yes.
So now think about that. That's how old Back to the Future is. Because you see it, and it doesn't really seem that old, right?
Right.
And isn't there that terrible Back to the Future ride at Disney or one
yes.
of the... I
mean, or was it?
Is it Universal where there's the DeLorean?
It's bad.
We didn't ride that.
You know the worst ride from the... And I think this would have been the 1980s, too. When did Twister come out?
I think that was 90s.
That was 90. That was 96, as a matter of fact.
It was?
Yeah, because don't you remember they had the premiere as kind of a fundraiser thing after the 1996 tornadoes?
You're right, 1996. Mm-hmm. That would be when Bill and Joe Harding, those advanced storm chasers on the brink of divorce, joined together to create an advanced weather alert system by putting themselves right in the middle of the storm.
Dorothy
was the system,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, Dorothy was the
good
system.
Good grief.
If you ever go to Universal Studios, do not stand in line for the Twister ride.
Okay.
Now, for people
I can't believe it was made in 1996. That thing looks like 1957. It's horrible.
But to be fair, because I remember when we were in there, and even the little man who was littler was like, this is lame.
Yeah.
But there were people that don't see tornadoes or have never, you know, I mean, that's just something crazy to them. They probably deal with earthquakes and tsunamis.
Okay,
but,
come on. I'm giving people more credit. I don't deal with tsunamis, but if that ride were about a tsunami, I would still think it was lame. I mean, come on. It's just bad.
It wasn't even a ride.
Back to the Future will be in Central Park on Friday night if you want to go back and check out that 1985 iconic movie with Michael J. Fox and... what was the old guy's name that played Carla's husband on Cheers?
Oh, what was his name?
Man, you guys are just...
Why do you do this?
Well,
why do you do this?
Why instead of repeating me, do you not just Google it? This is what I don't understand.
Because we're not that fast. I can see him.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd, thank you.
And what was his name in the movie?
Doc Brown.
Dr. Brown, yes. So there you have it. And just, who was
let's
the...
Let's get it out of the way. Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Crispin Glover.
Leah Thompson played right. Michael J. Fox's mother, right?
Yes.
Who had a crush on him when he goes back in time, which is really creepy. And Crispin Glover, who was like this weird 80s sort of, I still don't understand.
He's in American Gods.
Yes, he
plays
is.
The new.
I know, but
threatening
okay, you've now lost everyone because there's like four people still watching that show. But yes, that was a great movie. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Do you remember when Y103 had Stephen Joey on the morning show? That was when I was hired in 1996, back when they were making Twister, and he was a Back to the Future nut. Steve was. Right?
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah,
like a freak.
Huge fan. Yeah, huge fan. I think he would own a DeLorean if he had the chance.
Yeah, I don't think I even saw all of the... I mean, I don't even think I watched all of the movies.
I've seen all of
I
them.
I think I've seen one and two.
Okay. There's a third one that's kind of a Western, so yeah, it was kind of strange.
At this point, they're just, you know, like, let's just print some money, right?
Right.
We'll put Marty McFly in the Wild Wild West.
Right. Right. And pair him up with, you know, the Biff.
Biff.
Yeah.
Yes. Forgot about Biff.
Kind of a Trump-esque. He becomes kind of a Trump.
Yeah, he does. That's probably who they based it on.
Probably.
All right. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Countdown to the Decatur Celebration.
Mostly sunny skies today. Highs near 85. Then tonight, clear. Lows around 66 degrees. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 90. And Thursday, could see some showers and thunderstorms likely with highs near 84 degrees. Right now, it's 64 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hey, Decatur, do you have video games, movies, and electronics you'd like to sell? Want serious cash in your pocket? Then listen up, buttercup. Mega Replay is in buying blitz mode. Mega Replay wants to pay you cash. Get cash for used video games and systems from Super Nintendo to Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. But wait, there's more. DVDs, Blu-rays, and more.
May I have your attention? Attention, please.
Mega Replay is now buying iPods, iPads, iPhones, e-readers, digital cameras, flat screens, Blu-ray players, and more. Mega Replay pays cash. Bring in your stuff, and Mega Replay will pay you cash on the spot.
Give me that money.
Check out Mega Replay in Decatur
at 4210 North Prospect near Walmart. Call them at 875-7170. That's 875-7170.
Learn more at MegaReplay.com. Mega Replay.
There's no better time to schedule school dental exams and checkups than once the summer begins. At Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, they specialize in exceptional treatment for infants, children, and teens, offering the most advanced technology in children's dentistry. Dr. Brett is Decatur's only pediatric dentist with more than 20 years of experience in this specialized field. Please call today to schedule your appointment at 875-3080 or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois, ilnews.org.
Here's a couple of Back to the Future tidbits for you. The movie that's going to be played Friday night in Central Park at the Decatur Celebration. Bob Zemeckis had tried to make this movie and couldn't get any of the studios. They rejected the script over and over until he had success with Romancing the Stone. You remember the Michael Douglas
love
film?
Love that one.
Right? And originally, Michael J. Fox was the person they wanted to star in it, but the Family Ties TV show would not let him out of his contractual obligations to do it, so they hired Eric Stoltz, who we just talked about. They started filming with Eric Stoltz. Eric Stoltz and Bob Zemeckis came to the conclusion that they had miscast and this wasn't in Eric Stoltz's wheelhouse, and they had to stop everything and go back, and then they eventually got Michael J. Fox.
Very strange.
Now, that movie made $385 million in 1985.
Right.
It was the highest grossing film of all 1985. Couldn't get a studio to touch it until the success of Romancing the Stone, and he finally convinced Steven Spielberg to produce it at Amblin. So there's how Marty McFly was born. We'll take a break for the news. We've got a lot to get to here today, including Tanya J. Powers right on the other side of news. Here is Jeff Daly in the newsroom, back with more after this.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Well, the new school year is fast approaching, and that means buying new school supplies, like pencils, pens, and backpacks. While the laundry list of items kids need for school can be overwhelming for parents, especially if they can't afford the necessities, the Decatur Family YMCA is going to help those kids get what they need to succeed this school year, offering the 7th annual Backpack Attack. Matt Whitehead, CEO of the Decatur Family YMCA, said they're expecting to give over 2,100 backpacks away to local kindergarten through 6th grade students. Inside those backpacks, school supplies to help them get started.
We get a list from the Decatur Public School District each year to confirm that we're getting everything included in the backpacks that are the basic necessities that the students need for school.
If your child needs a backpack for school, please bring them to the Decatur Family YMCA this Saturday between 9 a.m. and noon. The child must be present to receive a backpack for school. More news on the way after Fox News covers the world on WSOY Decatur at 6:30.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. We're seeing a spate of tweets from the president this morning, including on health care, as senators get ready to vote on starting debate on an Obamacare overhaul. The president's tweet echoing what he said at the Boy Scouts Jamboree in West Virginia yesterday.
You know, after 7 years of saying repeal and replace Obamacare, we have a chance to now do it. They better do it. Hopefully they'll do it.
The president also tweeting on a senator he called a brave American hero.
Senator John McCain's office put out a statement last night about 9 p.m. indicating that he will be returning to Washington today for today's procedural vote. That despite his recent diagnosis of brain cancer.
Fox's Doug McElway. And the president's son-in-law and White House senior advisor Jared Kushner returns to Capitol Hill to testify about his meeting with Russians. Kushner has said he did not collude or know anyone who did with any foreign government. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. Governor Bruce Rauner has summoned lawmakers into special session to settle the public education funding issue weeks before the school bell is set to ring. The Republican ordered the House of Representatives and Senate to report to Springfield tomorrow. This was after the Senate missed a new deadline to send him to a school finance plan legislators approved back in May. Rauner pledged to issue an amendatory veto of the measure. He suggested he wanted to excise a portion of the bill that would require the state to pay the employer portion of Chicago Public Schools' teacher pension costs like every other district. John Cullerton, Democratic Senate President from Chicago, says he wants to discuss the matter with Rauner instead of starting a costly special session. In sports, Randall Grichuk hit a two-run home run. Mike Leake pitched seven scoreless innings, and the Cardinals beat the Rockies 8-2. Meanwhile, Adam Engel and Matt Davidson homered, and the White Sox snapped a nine-game losing streak with a 3-1 win over the crosstown rival Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field last night. We have Cardinal baseball for you once again as the Cardinals and Rockies go back at it again at Busch. We'll have that pregame for you starting at 6:20 this evening. Your next news update comes up at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
The Little Theater on the Square presents Mamma Mia, August 2nd through the 20th. On the eve of her wedding, a daughter's quest to discover the identity of her father brings three men from her mother's past back to the Greek island they last visited 20 years ago. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless songs propel this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship, creating an unforgettable show. You will love Mamma Mia. Call 728-7375 for tickets or at thelittletheater.org. Little Theater, big talent.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast, mostly sunny skies today, highs near 85 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear with lows around 66. Wednesday, mostly sunny, getting a little warmer, highs around 90 degrees. Then Thursday, we're looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. with highs near 84 degrees. Right now, it's 64 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
You know, we think we have strange dealings going on in our state with our governor and the state legislature. Head over to Maine and you get an Alaskan Husky named Dakota and about a half a dozen lawyers and God knows how many taxpayer dollars, and you've got a battle that is to be believed. Tiny J Powers joins us on this story. This dog attacked two other dogs, killing one. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay. That's true.
And then how did we get here from there?
Well, we got here because this came to the attention of the Maine Governor Paul LePage, because it's where the dog lived, was in Maine. And the governor back in March attempted to that it will come and pardon the dog, Dakota the Husky.
Now, is that under the auspice of the governor to be able to pardon a dog?
And that became the $64,000 question. Can a governor pardon a dog? So this whole thing got before a judge yesterday. And the first judge had ordered Dakota to be put down. That's where Paul LePage stepped in and said, wait a minute, I'm going to pardon the dog. And the dog became an overnight celebrity, apparently.
Okay,
and,
well, that's because we love dogs way more than we do our fellow human beings.
Well,
and I understand.
That
makes sense. Why did the governor get involved in this to begin with?
I'm still fuzzy on how this became a thing for the governor, other than maybe a dog lover. I don't know.
Okay, but I mean, someone had to put it in front of him. He had to get, I mean, I was thinking, like, you've run out of problems in Maine.
Here, you've gotten to the end of everything important. Here's this.
Yeah, so we figured it out, all of it. It's all done. You're done, except for Dakota, the Alaskan Husky, who was to be put down.
There was an effort to move Dakota to New Hampshire because a woman who wanted to, but somebody stepped in. She said she wanted to adopt the dog,
yes.
And there was a dispute over that. Nine lawyers yesterday.
Of course. And you know they all got paid.
Two of them represented the governor himself.
Yes.
the judge says, okay, we're going to send the dog instead to a veterinary hospital for training.
Yes.
And then after the training, they're going to have a separate dog behavioral expert to come in and evaluate the
dog. Who's paying for all of this is what I want to know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
The main taxpayers are, I am sure. I almost will bet.
Somebody will be.
And you got to know there's a woman in her 30s sitting in a prison in Maine because her boyfriend got her into drug trafficking. And she's going, wait a minute, an Alaskan Husky? Are you kidding me?
You know, I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're probably right.
Yeah, I these stories. I mean, somebody in the government said, this will be good pub. We'll save this cute dog. The dog's name is Dakota, by the way, in case anyone is wondering. Now, isn't it normal when a dog kills another dog or is involved in this kind of thing that a dog gets put down? I mean, isn't that sort of just a normal thing?
That is pretty normal, at least from what I've heard. Apparently, the backstory on this dog is the fact that it was under a confinement order. Dakota, according to some of the reports I've read, lived with their previous owners, may have been abused. She killed a smaller dog. Then she couldn't leave the house without a muzzle and a leash.
Yeah.
She was left as a stray at an animal shelter, adopted by the new people. They didn't know about the confinement order.
Ah.
So that's where the euthanasia order came in, and then the Waterville Animal or Humane Society, Area Humane Society, something like that, said, no, wait, we should spare her life. And that's when Paul LePage got in. He's a dog owner himself. He got into this whole thing and agreed and said, okay, I'm going to pardon the dog. And
at the end of the day, I'm not rooting one way or the other. I mean, if the dog has continued to show, you know, aggressive behavior towards other canines and has killed a dog and attacked others, it's probably not going to change. I mean, you can bring in a dog whisperer or whatever this dog expert's going to do. But at the end of the day, I just want to know what this costs the taxpayers of Maine.
That's a good question.
Yeah. And I don't think we probably know because the lawyers' bills aren't in yet. But one thing's for sure, they weren't there pro bono, I promise you.
No, I don't think they were doing this out of the goodness of their heart.
No, there are 9 lawyers in there fighting over the outcome and the future of a husky named Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when this husky does it again? Is it going to be one of those things we'll be in a campaign ad against the governor, like in a black and white grainy sort of...
Don't you know?
Yes.
It's probably like a picture of a dog snarling. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. This governor, you know, free to kill her.
Slow motion, black and white. Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, are you a pet person?
I am. I'm a dog person.
Okay, are you a dog person? Little dog or big dog?
Not so much the yippy dog. You know, kind of.
Yeah, that's something Paris Hilton carries in her purse. You want an actual dog?
I'm not one of those. I want the kind that will, you know, run up to you at the door and slobber all over you and go, "You're home, you're home."
All right, now do you have that living in New York? Is that harder to do? I mean, you know, in the big city.
It is.
Yeah.
Because I mean, of the space. I don't have one right now because it's a tiny space. And if I was going to have a dog, it would have to be a small one. Because,
And I feel the same way. I want to go big or go home, right? I want one of those wolves from Game of Thrones. Something like that. Dr. J. Powers, enjoy your day. As always, it's
Thank
a complete
you.
Pleasure.
You too.
All right, there we have it. Why is a governor getting involved in this?
I don't know.
How does it reach a governor's desk?
I no clue. No clue. Somebody wrote a letter and he actually opened it. I have no idea.
But he didn't open it. Somebody did.
And said, this is a great thing to
PR
get
move.
Yeah, no. This is clearly an aggressive dog.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what you have to do, right?
Yeah. And you know, I'm a dog lover, and I always think, you know, a lot of dogs should get a second chance. But this is like a dog that's had a few chances and clearly has some issues.
Yeah, well, wait till the dog does this again, and then this guy will have to...
Or it's a child or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, so far it's only been other canines that this dog has gone after. But will a dog behavioral sort of expert be able to do something? I mean, can you change a dog?
Honestly,
I don't think you can even change human beings. I mean, can you change a dog's nature?
You can
nature?
Train dogs, but this kind of nature is pretty ingrained. That's hard to get past without a lot of work. And then constant supervision and, you know, it's just, you know, not that, I just don't think taxpayers should be on the, you know, getting billed for this kind
9
of thing.
Lawyers, yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Why does it take 9 lawyers? I mean, in all honesty, this is why I hate the system. It's not a coincidence that, you know, 80% of Congress is, are lawyers. I mean, this is what they do, right?
Yep.
And so you're arguing in front of a judge about this dog, whether the dog should live or not. Why would you need any more than 2 lawyers? A lawyer on the dog side, lawyer on the other side. 9 lawyers and the governor of Maine involved in whether this Husky gets
death
row or not. It just seems very strange, doesn't it? Now, I understand why the dog's new owner had no idea about the past history. That there's something wrong there, right?
Yes.
Meanwhile, Dakota's hanging out at the Humane Society, eyeing his next victim.
It doesn't say that, does it?
Eyeballing. No, I'm just saying, I don't think you're going to get this dog to change his spots. We'll take a break. Your WSOY time, 6:42.
I wanted a French door refrigerator with self-closing doors. I wanted a convection range with 5 burners and a griddle. I wanted a super quiet dishwasher that cleans with 4 times the water. I wanted a huge over-the-range microwave with LED lighting. I wanted them all in that new smudge-proof black stainless color. I wanted 24 months no-interest financing. I also wanted a 10-year protection plan on everything. And I got it all at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But here's the best part. I also got an $830 instant rebate. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of July. You will not find a better deal than this on a beautiful new black stainless kitchen suite. Plus, you will save over $830 with our in-store rebate. Only in July and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Is your bank truly experienced, or are they learning as they go? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and our team of professionals is ready to help you with everything from the simplest banking needs to the most complex financial challenges. The experience of our team comes not just from years in the business, but also from a passion for service. So come to Hickory Point Bank with all your banking needs. We've seen them, and we've solved them. Hickory Point Bank, invested, member FDIC.
It's getting hot in here. Decatur Celebration in downtown Decatur this August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Headlining Nelly.
It's getting hot in here.
Bret Michaels.
Nothing but a good time.
Travis Tritt.
It's a great day to be alive.
Here come the Mummies, the Jersey Tenors, and lots more. Country Financial Band Together wristbands required for admission. Only $5 in advance, $8 at the gate. DecaturCelebration.com. Brought to you by Country Financial and Main Place Properties.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know what a great community we live in. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing, no matter what your age. We have 2 excellent hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and vibrant. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Talk to your family and to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children will remember about you.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, you're going to get a chance to win all kinds of great VIP behind-the-scenes stuff at the Decatur Celebration over the next week and a half. Just keep listening. Follow Nowdecatur's Facebook and, the app as well, as you get plenty of opportunities to win. We've got meet and greets with Nelly and Bret Michaels and Travis Tritt, and we've got VIP packages that include parking and bracelets for the weekend and all kinds of really cool stuff. And we'll be giving those away over the next several days, as the Decatur Celebration is just a little over a week out, and excited. I always know when the spray paint shows up, right? I pull into park one day, and they start marking off where the booths are gonna go, or the arts and crafts, or the exhibitors. You know, it's like all of a sudden, hey, there's spray paint.
I know, and then the boxes come, and then
there's got to be an easier way to do that, right?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just always think the spray paint just sort of looks
it bugged me whenever we just finished all the streetscape, and then it was just got slapped on there, but it goes away.
I know, but I mean, you'd think that they would make something that would last 30 days.
I did a bike ride a couple weeks ago. I've seen these around before. They're event arrows.
Yeah.
And they're stickers that they put down on the ground.
There you go.
And they eventually deteriorate and go away, or you can go back and peel them off.
That would certainly make sense. Yeah. The spray paint just sort of, and it depends on who's doing the spray paint. It, you know, because sometimes it's like subtle, and then sometimes it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know? So you got kind of like a little artist wannabe. Kyle May joins us from Spin City and Fleet Feet Decatur IL.
Or you put the sticker down and then people move them around.
Yeah, that could be too. So I noticed we were at the there's a great photo gallery and story up from the big obstacle, the BO3K, yeah, which was at Fairview Park this past Saturday in the rain. And then the rain burned off and it got really hot. But there were 270 plus participants that showed up for this thing. Different heats. They had different kind of. I just think there's.
It's been growing.
It is. We really live in this world of sort of have and have nots in the world of physical sort of. I mean, there's a lot of people that really do and really enjoy it and show up and come out. And then there's a lot of people that are just sort of sitting around gaining weight and growing diabetes and not doing it at all, right? And I don't know that our country's ever seen as stark a difference between these two groups as we have right now.
Fortunately, I see the first part of that group a lot.
No, but what I'm saying though is there's just a lot of people out there that could benefit from just getting off the couch and coming out and getting and just I don't mean running.
Yeah, and that's what like the obstacle thing is. I mean, it's pretty low key. I mean, it's geared towards people to get them off the couch to try something new.
Yeah, and that's why they have all the different levels and different divisions. And there were a lot of people out there. Like I saw Debbie Bogle participating and Nick Smith and people that were really trying it for the first time.
Yeah.
Right. Amber was out there from the Children's Museum. She had a whole team, and they were really enjoying it. I mean, there's just something that really feels good about getting up on a Saturday morning with friends and acquaintances and going out and tackling something like that.
Yeah, supporting a good cause, having fun, doing a little workout.
Yeah.
It was a nice event. We did packet pickup at the store Friday night, and I think they were rolling along pretty good with numbers and stuff, so. Cool.
It is amazing to me how people will just get, I mean, you go out to Fairview Park, unless you're there, you don't even know what's going on, and there's just tons of people out
and
there.
And it's a lot of work setting up all those.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it looked arduous to me. It made a normal run look okay, because I think the run part of it, there's a lot of hills out there in Fairview that they were going up and down, and there's not, I mean, the length of the run is not that bad. It's just all of these different obstacles. I mean, you got to bear crawl under netting, and you got to go over things. There's inflatables. Anyway, you can check out the photo gallery. A lot of people out there having a great time. But this kind of stuff happens the entire summer, which is why you're in every Tuesday to sort of spotlight some of the things that are going on.
Yeah. That was the idea.
Yeah, well, it sort of works. Anyway, check it
out. This weekend, there's not a lot going on.
Well, because everybody's getting geared up for deep fried on a stick. That's what we're ready for, right?
Coming up, we do a run with United Way. We got Run United coming up in August. So
yeah, well, that's straight ahead. And you can get all the information, by the way, anything we talk about, either at natdecatur.com, or you can go to fleetfeetdecaturil.com or spincity.co.com to get the details. But you don't have to wait until the event gets here. You can go out and see Kyle. You can go out and see. They've got all of their.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea to train for some of these.
You get ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might not be a bad idea. And the first thing you do is get yourself a good pair of tennis shoes, running shoes, and they will measure you and get you set up there at Fleet Feet. And you guys are very active on social media. I noticed on Instagram quite a bit. What's the approach as a business owner there? I mean, obviously we're sort of information gatherers and collectors and then putting that out. You know, as a business owner, how do you manage all of that? Because it's
still trying
tough.
To figure it out.
Yeah, right. Because there's a lot of it, and do you try to do it all, or do you try to be good at one or two things? What's the strategy?
Yeah, my manager at Fleet Feet does a really good job. She actually thinks some stuff through and schedules some posts and stuff. I kind of wing it a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, well, you're that age.
Thanks.
Well, no, I noticed they do a good job with the sales items. Like you got new running shirts in.
Yeah, she's been doing.
Now, explain to me, when you call it, is it a singlet? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, because that sounds like wrestling to me.
It's the same, yeah, but the singlet for wrestling is tighter or something. Yeah,
and unitard.
Yeah. They do singlet. This women's stuff, this Donna Jo stuff, these really cool prints, crazy looking capris and shorts and stuff, has just been off the charts, selling really, really well. So she has fun doing photo shoots with people and stuff.
You got a lot of great models that are showing it off.
My wife's been doing some of them.
Yeah, so. It's really cool. Now, this is, this is right in my wheelhouse where fashion meets exercise. So you've got, particularly for the ladies, it's important. You work hard, but you want to look good while you're working.
Athleisure
is
what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, ready to work out at any time if you're walking around.
Yeah, I love it. And they'll take care of you there at Fleet Feet or Spin City. Now, talk about the bikes that are out. I think people... Let's talk to the person who's never or hasn't since childhood, hasn't ridden a bike for a long time, but they see all the bike trails that we have, and they're connecting those all over the state, by the way. I mean, you could get on a bike trail here and go forever. It's a great ride. Get on at Fairview, go out to Rock Springs, but they've never done that. And maybe they're looking at buying a bike, and they're not going to buy an $8,000 bike. They want to just buy a bike.
Why not?
Well, they might. They might turn into some sort of
passion. A ton of people come in all the time.
And for the first time, and walk me through that conversation. I come in, I'm like, hey, you know, I've been on a bike since I was 14 years old, but I'm really thinking about it. This would be a great way to get exercise, see nature, be out, and, you know, get some peace of mind.
So I know it's a little intimidating sometimes going in a specialty store of any kind. So, but we have a lot of people for the first time that come in, and they usually say, I'm not racing, which that's like a very, very small percentage of our customers. So we understand that. They tell us kind of they want to start going down a journey of working out and doing some fitness, maybe riding with some friends. That's probably the biggest thing, is if they got a friend that does it too. Kind of qualify them, figure out where they want to ride, what they want to do, and show them a couple different models, maybe let them test ride some stuff, and kind of go from there. Entry-level bike, just to ride around the bike path and stuff, is about $350. Comes in different sizes, professionally assembled, comes with a service package afterwards, so... you don't have to spend $8,000.
No, you don't have to spend a fortune. No, I mean, you can get a nice bike. And I know I was reading your email this morning, the giant bicycles, you guys have been riding those, and the new 18 models are coming out.
Yeah, so last Thursday I took the guys down to St. Louis. They did a dealer event and showed off some of the new 2018 bikes.
So you guys actually get on them and go out and ride, right?
Yeah, well, then we got to go mountain biking on some.
Yeah.
We went mountain biking at a really nice park down there. Of course, I forget the name, but it was cool. So a couple of us were on regular mountain bikes riding around, and then one of the guys was on an electric mountain bike.
An electric mountain bike. How does that work?
Yeah, so this is kind of a newer trend going on in the cycling world. It's there's literally an electric motor on the thing. You don't just sit on it and do a throttle. You have to pedal it, and it matches or doubles or triples your power that you pedal is what it propels you down the
trail.
It's
like a bionic bike. All right, so you're kind of the $6 million man at this point.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're riding together, pretty flat stuff, and he's hanging with us the whole time. And, you know, it's kind of – he'd hit a straightaway and kind of punch it a little bit and can pull away. And then in this one section, we hit this climb, and, like, Aaron and I, one of my mechanics, we, like, immediately gear down or going super slow up this thing. He just pedals and goes flying by us on the electric bike up the mountain. And, like, wow, okay, now that
is cool.
That showed just how cool they are.
Now, I really think that these trail bikes are going to be big over the next couple of years for you, because part of the plans around Lake Decatur is to put, you know, bike trails in, you know, that would be like off-road, you know, biking, which I think would be very, very popular.
They haven't announced any of that yet, right?
Well, I mean, it's in the long-term goal. Yeah. I mean, I've got
pre-plans and stuff that's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really going to be something that's going to take off, because I think that view and that spectacular, I mean, we have such a great resource there. With all the things that are happening, I think it will be just a great way to be out in nature and sort of get your exercise at the same time. Now, I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. You got Hoka coming by today. You got Friday's Your Coffee Run. Who is the Hoka girl?
She hooked you up with shoes.
Oh, whoa. I got to come by and see you. Is she going to be there today?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go see her and say hello. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Sunshine today, highs near 85. Tonight, clear, lows around 66. So then tomorrow, warming up a little bit. Sunny skies, highs near 90. And then Thursday, we could see some showers mainly before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Highs around 84 degrees. Right now it's 64 in downtown Decatur.
Hey, just got the email. Taking a big vacay, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to Hawaii. What's wrong with you?
We're flying out of O'Hare. I hate to drive. I hate paying to park. And I hate having to leave so early just to get there.
You need to get hooked up with Air Choice One. You can fly to Chicago or St. Louis right from here in Decatur.
Mean I could sleep in?
Yeah, and the security lines are so much shorter.
Yeah, but what about parking?
Parking is free. Look at it this way. You're saving yourself time and hassle. And if you're like most people, the last thing you want to do after a long flight is drive a few hours home.
So you're saying I can sleep in?
If anyone needs their beauty rest, it's you.
Let Decatur Airport be your gateway to the world. Book your flight to St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare on Air Choice One out of Decatur Airport. Then you can connect to any destination anywhere. Enjoy low fares, friendly service, free free parking, and best of all, less hassle. With easy check-in, shorter security lines, and no frustrating big city traffic and hours in the car. Book your flight at 866-IFLY-VIP or visit AirChoiceOne.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
News, weather, sports. We have it all when you want it, where you want it, and how you want it at NowDecatur.com. Don't miss anything while you're on the go by signing up for the NowDecatur.com text alerts. Head to NowDecatur.com and go to Decatur opt-in at the top of the page to get access to breaking news text alerts thanks to Dale South Lake Pharmacy, severe weather alerts, daily forecasts, school closings, St. Louis Cardinals baseball, and so much more. Stay plugged in while you're on the go by signing up for the NowDecatur.com text alerts only at NowDecatur.com.
Back here with Ride and Run, Kyle May in the studios. This is the Tuesday edition of Buyers and Company. This Friday, your coffee run at Coffee Connection at 6:15 a.m. 1 and 3 mile routes, and you get treats afterwards. It's like kind of a little reward.
Yeah, they have a little discount on some stuff afterwards.
All right, you get Saturday morning rides from the shop, 7 a.m., A and B groups. I don't even want to know about that. As far as
it's the 8 a.m. Sam Social Spectacular Spin.
And what is that?
One of my employees, Sam, just does a really chill ride on the bike path at 8 o'clock for about an hour.
All right, Sam Social Spectacular Spin. That's an easy 1 hour ride.
Yeah, we keep adding S words to it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now the Hoker Girl is stopping by Tuesday to go over some stuff coming out this winter. So what is that like? I mean, how are your relationships with these big companies? I mean, you know we're a tiny little town. And you got your own small business, and you're working with a shoe company that's globally famous.
Yeah, it's not too bad. They hit Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, Champaign, so they can do a loop, so they don't feel like they're driving to the middle of nowhere.
Right.
I think they like us. We're pretty low key. We do a lot of fun events with them and stuff like that, and we do really well with the Hoka brand. So show me.
That's the free plug,
though.
No, I like it. Absolutely. We started Team Hoka here a couple of years ago. Now I see it all over town.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
So they'll show us some of the
new stuff coming out.
Yeah, the stuff coming out.
What time is she going to be there?
She's going to come by around 10 if you want to say hello.
I'll swing over and say hello.
Yeah, you should.
SpinCity.co, FleetFeedDecaturIL.com.
Yep.
The two websites. You can get all the information about anything we talk about.
We have some of the new 2018 Giants showing up on the Spin City website right now.
So all right, so you take a look at them. Kind of like Brinkotter, when you're shopping for a home, and then you can narrow down the three or four you want to take out and take a look at, and then head over and see it. Kyle, great stuff. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Ride and Run with Kyle May. We'll be back after the news. Don't go anywhere.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at NowDecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
6:59. Good morning, Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The Illinois realty market has been looking positive over the past year, according to Illinois Realtors. And local real estate agent Tom Brinkotter, who's the general manager of Brinkotter & Associates Realtors, agrees. He said local homes are getting purchased.